Welcome back here inside the Keter Gymnasium here in Point Lookout, Missouri. Ivanhoe's postgame show rolling on now, joined by the head coach of the Trojans, Josh Andrews. And Josh, first time the team's been here in 11 years. You pick up your seventh win in tournament history, and you shut down the country's leading scorer. What was your message to the team there in the locker room? I know it was a brief postgame meeting, but what are your feelings right now? What does it mean to get this win today?
What we had talked about, I just thought that was a total team effort. I thought the guys did that as a team. That kid sitting next to you right there is a terrific high-level defender, talking about Tim Fleming, and he made catches tough. He's so instinctive on the ball, but then our team was with him, and we knew that we really had to make Hall's touches and then his shot tough to find, and I thought we did that for the majority of the game. And we felt like if we could bother his energy, then we could bother the rest of the team. And I think it played out that way.
You guys came out just shooting the lights out in that first half. You got down, they got an opening dunk on the first possession. Then you outscore them 10-2 over the next few minutes. You built up a 15-5 lead, never led by less than double figures. What was the biggest reason for your team's offensive success in that first half? And your three-point shots were not falling here today.
I just thought we were super patient. You know, late in the game, I thought we were almost too selective. We could have put our foot on the gas pedal a little bit more there and maybe finished them off easier. But they're a terrific team. We knew they weren't going away completely. They weren't going to lay down. Our shot selection and ball movement was terrific. Our guys were, for the majority of that game, strong with the ball. Late in the pressure and trying to get out of here with a win, we got a little erratic. But they just play with each other and play for each other, and they're a special group to coach. Rick, you know that, and I've said that all year.
You had four in double figures today. This guy to our right had 11. He had four assists and only two turnovers, and he played. He got his money's worth at 34 minutes. Keaton Hendricks had 15. He was efficient, 6 of 8 from the floor. You know, if you look at his two-point shots, he was five of five from two-point range. And what does it mean to have so many guns out there just able to fill up the bucket, and you guys had four double-figure scores today against a really athletic defense in Warner?
No, like you and I talk a lot, you know, what's critical in all that is that you have to have guys committed to the bigger picture, because we got guys that could go get more scoring done if they got more shots, if they had more opportunities. And it's just playing as a group and finding the best shot at that time, and then playing defense and playing together, you know. So as much as I think they're a great team, I'm not surprised. I know what these guys are capable of. We fear no one. We play in the best league in the country for our opinion and money. And man, our guys are just, they were just warriors. They're locked in the whole time.
Your stay in Branson extends through Friday night. Josh, congratulations. We'll talk to you in a couple days.
Yep, thanks, Rick. Appreciate your coverage.